From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, September 5th. The North State is in a heat wave that's set to last most of the week, but in Chico, the city has no contract to set up a cooling center. That's despite officials initially saying they did. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
In the past, the city partnered with the local nonprofit Safe Space to fund its cooling center. When asked about its plans during this heat wave, two officials initially said the city was again contracting with Safe Space. But according to Safe Space Executive Director Hillary Crosby, the contract with the city expired over a month ago, and Safe Space has not been contacted by the city since July. Without funding, Safe Space said it isn't able to provide a cooling center. When pressed on the status of the contract, Public Works Director Eric Gustafson said it expired, but that contracts can typically roll over to month to month if this happens. He added that he intends to extend it by a year. When asked Tuesday if the city had other plans for a cooling center during this week's heat, Gustafson said the city would, quote, operate as needed until the contract is officially renewed. He did not respond to an email requesting further information about a city-run cooling center. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Chico City Council also discussed this year's grand jury report earlier this week, criticizing it and deciding how to formally respond. The report focused heavily on homelessness in the city, saying the city has taken an adversarial stance towards unhoused residents and calling on leaders to make improvements. Councilmember Sean Morgan said the jury's recommendations have already been addressed.
Our city management, attorneys, public works staff, police officers, firefighters, and citizens are fed up with the costs, the crime, the destruction, the death, the finger pointing, all of it. No one would be happier with a true solution than the group of people right here tasked with fixing it.
The year's worth of research for the report was conducted by 17 Butte County residents, including some from Chico. Cities are required to respond to the report within 90 days of its release. Council members agreed to have Mayor Andrew Coolidge, Vice Mayor Casey Reynolds, and two council members meet with the city manager to craft an appropriate response. A draft will come back to the council on September 16th. And in other news, firefighters battling a wildfire in Sierra County that has burned more than 3,000 acres north of Lake Tahoe are making significant progress slowing its growth. Still, the Associated Press reports that hundreds of residents of a mountain community near the Nevada line remain under evacuation orders. Official containment is still estimated at 0%, but fire officials say the blaze only grew a few hundred acres yesterday. In the North State, the Park Fire is 99% contained. CAL FIRE says smoldering pockets of heat remain in the perimeter of the fire. High temperatures are expected to put stress on firefighters over the next few days. And CAL FIRE says this year's wildfire season is far outpacing last year's. It's also outpacing the five-year average. The agency says there have been over 5,700 wildfires that have burned more than 838,000 acres. That's more than 116,000 acres than the five-year average for this period, and more than 580,000 acres than the same time last year. Nearly half of this year's acreage was burned in the Park Fire. And in other news, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency added a North State mine to its Superfund National Priorities list yesterday. The agency says Superfund sites are locations that have been contaminated with hazardous substances or pollutants that harm the environment and humans. Afterthought Mine is located in Shasta County in Bella Vista. The agency says historically it produced copper, zinc, lead, silver, and gold, and mining efforts contaminated the site's soil and nearby waterways, including Little Cow Creek, which is used for fishing and supplies wetland habitats for steelhead trout. The agency says the designation will allow it to work on the contamination at the site. There are 96 other Superfund sites in California, including in Redding and Oroville. And finally, the latest effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom has failed. The campaign was supposed to turn in more than 1 million signatures by this Tuesday, but had only collected 100,000 since the effort launched earlier this year. According to reporting by CalMatters, supporters of the recall criticized the state GOP for not helping the effort. They also said the passion died down as it became clear the governor was not going to be on the presidential ticket. Newsom beat back a similar recall effort in 2021. And those are your headlines for Thursday, September 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.